This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government has brought next generation reforms in GST. Interacting with the National Awardee Teachers in Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said GST 2.0 is a double dose of support and growth for the nation, and GST has become even simpler now.
Media ke kuch saathi isko GST 2.0 ke roop mein keh rahe hain, lekin asal mein ye desh ke liye सपोर्ट और ग्रोथ की डबल डोज है. डबल डोज यानी एक तरफ देश के सामान्य परिवार की बचत और दूसरी तरफ देश की अर्थव्यवस्था को नई मजबूती. नए जीएसटी रिफॉर्म से देश के हर परिवार को बहुत बड़ा फायदा हो.
The Prime Minister praised the GST Council for rationalizing the indirect tax structure into a two-tier system of 5% and 18%, replacing the earlier four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18%, and 28%. He also added that middle class, neo middle class, poor, youth and women will benefit with the GST reforms. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a joint telephone call with President of European Council Antonio Costa and President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen. The leaders emphasized the role of India-EU strategic partnership in jointly addressing global issues, fostering stability, and promoting a rules-based order for mutual prosperity. They reaffirmed their shared commitment for an early conclusion of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement negotiations and implementation of the India-Middle East Economic Corridor. The leaders also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including the efforts to bring an end to the conflict in Ukraine. Department of Food and Public Distribution, DFPD, has presented a comprehensive nationwide field-level assessment report on public distribution operations to Union Minister Prahlad Joshi. The assessment was carried out across 112 aspirational districts and aims to enhance key aspects of the public distribution system, including procurement, storage, and grievance redressal. The findings were further supported by consultations with district administrations and officials to identify systemic improvements. The ministry stated that the department will now focus on strengthening service delivery, launching local awareness campaigns, and upgrading infrastructure and storage facilities in these districts. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former president Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the national awards to teachers at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi, today. This prestigious annual award recognizes outstanding teachers whose dedication and commitment have elevated the quality of education and profoundly impacted the lives of their students. Keralites across the globe are celebrating Thiru Onam today. Thiru Onam is the biggest festival in Kerala, and the entire state is in a festive mood for the last couple of days. Onam, celebrated by Keralites as the homecoming of the legendary King Mahabali, who was loved by his subjects for being a just and benevolent ruler. 26 Western allies have officially pledged to deploy troops by land, sea or air in Ukraine after the conflict with Russia ends. French President Emmanuel Macron made this announcement after a summit of 35 nations supporting Ukraine, dubbed the Coalition of the Willing. Macron added that while there is no confirmed US troop involvement yet, Washington's support for the coalition will be finalized soon. In hockey, India registered a dominating 4-1 victory over Malaysia in the Super 4 stage match of the Asia Cup Championship at the Rajgir International Stadium. After facing an early setback in the first quarter, the hosts bounced back and established control over the game till last. Manpreet Singh, Subjit Singh, Shailanan Lakra and Vivek Sagar Prasad scored one goal each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.